Azrael, the Avenging Angel. No! No, I am Batman, bidden to this place by the demon Bias. No, the Joker, calling his movie The Death of Batman. There was a hidden message. The computer decoded it. This warehouse, 2 a.m., but all is dark, deserted. Unless... night lenses. Streets, indoors. No, no, a movie set. And here, a building, entrance wide open.
Light!
Lenses off. Joker, in a white tuxedo.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, you walk into mine. Admit it, Batsy, I slay you! Action!
Joker, these things are firing blank!
You said we could waste the month!
Boys, I can't have mere extras playing out the big scene. After all, it is my name above the title!
Ugh. Oh, man, the bat bridge can't go!
Keep the camera rolling, TC.
You got it, Joker.
Curious. Something about the way the Batman is moving, it's not right. The ferocity, the lack of grace, the sheer brutality. No, it's hardly possible, but what? It's not him!
Damon!
It's not bloody him!
Help!
This is a 45 Magnum, Bat Pretender. The most powerful handgun in the world, and I can't remember how many shots I fired out of it, so you've got to ask yourself, do I feel lucky?
Transgressor!
Surely you're not so young you never heard that before. All right, hasta la vista, baby.
You will pay!
Forget it. Come on, phony. Make my dailies! Look, I know you're new to this role, pal, but here's the scenario. This is the part where Batsy's beaten me, and he turns me over to the men in the white coats. Oh, are you following me here?
No!
No. Well, I go back to my comfy padded little room, and my medication, and my electroconvulsive therapy.
No, this is where you pay!
Help me!
I shall clean this grand old house for the last time.
Who's there? State your business.
It's Alfred, former butler to this establishment. Young man, I want a word with you.
Pennyworth.
Now look here, Jean-Paul. A cobweb, disgraceful, dust everywhere, windows broken. Wayne Manor is a ruin.
What do you want?
Master Bruce needs help. I've come to ask you to supply it.
Impossible.
He is about to destroy any chance he ever had of walking again.
I cannot help him. The crusade has begun. I have defeated Joker. Now I must hunt down the last Arkham Asylum escapee. Abattoir is preying again upon members of his family. And Batman must avenge!
Bruce gave you that title. He deserves a little of your time. He is trying to rescue Dr. Kinsolving from a certain Benedict Asp. It was Asp who...
I'm not interested, Mr. Pennyworth.
I have work to do.
Chandra.
Oh, thank God.
Bruce, you shouldn't have followed us. You're back.
You're quite a detective, Mr. Wayne, is it? Or would you prefer Sir Hemingford Gray? The beating Yuri gave you at Monkley was meant to silence you forever. At least this left you barely able to walk.
I can still take you down, Asp.
Not necessarily. This piece of headgear I'm wearing rather gives me the edge. And as you evidently mean rather a lot to Chandra here, what we're about to do to you has a certain piquancy.
No! Don't touch me!
Lay a finger on her and...
Ah, but a finger is all it takes to augment my psychic power with Chandra's healing ability. With this helmet to reverse the polarity, I focus the combined result on you and... Kill you!
No! No!
Chandra, the power flows out of you and you can't stop it.
Maybe I can't stop it, but I can refocus it.
What?
And direct my thoughts at you.
No, you'll cause a feedback loop. It'll damage us both. Chandra, no! Stop!
I feel sick.
What's the matter, Montoya?
Here, have a donut. Settle your stomach.
You got a tapeworm or something, Harvey? How you can eat in the room where five people have been butchered is beyond me.
Hey, it's like the man says. Chewing helps me concentrate. And I need to figure out a way to nail this SOB abattoir before he strikes again.
So how come I never heard of this creep? Who is he?
Name's Kenyon Etchison. He's a serial killer. But he preys on his own family. Mm-hmm. Only thing is, as far as we know, these five were the last living relatives he had in Gotham. So where he strikes next and who he chooses for a victim is anybody's guess.
Well, we're not the only ones guessing, Sergeant. Look on the floor.
Well, what do you know? A little bat-shaped razor blade.
Maybe he knows something we don't.
Computer relay on.
Computer patched into helmet circuits.
This is Batman. I am in the Etchison family vault, Gotham Old Cemetery. Fresh footmarks in the dust and a fragment of bone. Scanning. Provide analysis.
Sample is not more than 24 hours old. Blood and bite marks still fresh. Blood and tissue type conforms to male victim of abattoir murder reported this morning. Breakdown. Calcium level.
Run results on genealogical check. Etchison family.
Check confirms existence of second cousin to abattoir named Graham Etchison, working in Gotham City. Note, files recently accessed by third party matching abattoir description. Subject may be in danger.
Computer off.
Computer off. But the system remains with you
forever.
Oh, Saint Omar! Forgive me.
Why do you deny me by donning the mantle of the bat, by upholding the tradition of a false father?
Bruce Wayne helped me. He was not my father.
Your true allegiance is to the Brotherhood of the Order of Saint-Humain. You inherited my mantle upon your father's death. You became the living Azrael, avenging angel. You carry the seal of your ancestors handed down from your father.
Seal? He gave me no seal.
A sigil. Your inheritance cannot be fulfilled without it. Without it. Without it.
A sigil? He never gave me... No! No! No, I am the Batman. And there is an innocent life at stake.
Excellent work, Officer Montoya.
Thank
but how
you,
did you figure that out?
I remembered something in Abattoir's file about an uncle. Small-time hood. He's inside now on a fraud rap. But city records indicated a child born out of wedlock to this guy. A Graham Etchison. Seemed likely it was the same Graham Etchison works at Dr. Tompkins' orphanage. Makes him Abattoir's cousin.
And if Abattoir knows of his existence, he's the next victim. We're here. Dr. Tompkins, a pleasure to...
Commissioner, thank God you are passing. I think Graham's been abducted.
Computer, what commercial property might Abattoir be using to hold his cousin?
No properties listed to serial killer under name Abattoir or real name Etchison.
What about his first name, Kenyon?
Two entries. One, Kenyon Heating Systems Complex at North Shore, Gotham, established 1939. Two, abandoned warehouse, formerly A1 Salvage, 1312 Tennyson Street. Registered to name E. Kenyon 3 weeks after Arkham Asylum breakout.
Etchison Kenyon.
The arrogant fool merely turned his name around. How long till we arrive at the warehouse?
ETA at Tennyson Street, 15 minutes.
ETA at Tennyson Street, 15 minutes.
Computer off.
Computer off.
Computer off.
John Paul's the Batman now. Says he doesn't need a Robin. He'd go crazy if he knew I was helping him. But the Batcave computer is still damaged after Bruce's fight with Bane. And, as I'm nearer that warehouse than he is, I may just beat him to it.
In the days when this warehouse was used for salvaging trash paper, dear cousin, this little gadget was used to compress the pulp into bales for shipping. And although the process may take a little time, it will suffice to fulfill my task of extinguishing the miserable Etchison dynasty and pulp you! Do we have visitors? Looks like I'll be forced to accelerate your demise.
Jean-Paul beat me to it. But why is he climbing the fire escape if Abattoir is inside? Oh, Abattoir is making a getaway over that roof.
No, no, mustn't be stopped.
Transgressor!
Batman, did you make sure Graham Etchison was safe?
Go away, Robin. Sly and filth.
No! No! Batman! You're back here too!
towards the... skylight!
Help me! Pull me up, Batman! I can't hang on much longer!
He's hanging over a sheer drop by his fingertips.
You are Azrael, the Avenging Angel. You will punish the transgressors?
You are Azrael, the Avenging Angel. You will punish the transgressors.
No, I am Batman. I don't know. I don't know.
Grab him, Batman! He's slipping!
I don't know! I stopped him. I stopped him from killing Graham Edgerson, didn't I?
God! What have you done?
The white zone is for immediate loading and unloading of passengers.
Tim! Timothy, he's over here!
Son?
Dad? Dad! You look great.
I should hope so, after spending time in the best hospitals in Europe.
New wheelchair, too.
Uh-huh. All paid for by some character called Sir Hemingford Gray. Seems he was also responsible for freeing me from those kidnappers. I wish I could have met him.
The taxi's waiting, Mr. Drake. You'll have time to talk to Tim later. He'll need to be on his way to school, though, soon.
Lead on, Mrs. Mack. See you later, Tim.
Sure, Dad. Wait a minute. No, but... Hey, mister! Turn around! Excuse me, you...
Hello, Tim.
Bruce! It was you, wasn't it? You did it! You were the Hemingford guy who saved Dad. Did you return on the same flight?
No, I've been overseas for some months recuperating. But I wanted to make sure he got back to Gotham okay, and to see if you were still in one piece.
Boy, do we need to talk. But hold it. I've only just realized. You're walking!
I'm cured, Tim. My back's as good as new, but a terrible price was paid to achieve that.
But that means you can, you know, you can be Batman again.
No, Tim. I've retired, and I've never felt better about a decision in my life. Come on, I'll show you why.
I know you're not Batman. Not the one who's looked out for this city. Not the one I know.
What makes you so sure, Commissioner?
You let Abattoir's victim die in that ghastly piece of machinery. And through your inaction, you as good as executed Abattoir before he could be brought to trial.
Abattoir's luck ran out. How many more do you think he'd have killed?
We have a system of law, mister.
Which the Batman has always worked outside of. I will carry on that crusade as I see fit.
You kill again!
I won't commit murder, Commissioner Gordon.
Damn.
Bruce, you came to see Chandra. And Tim is here, too. Here, have some tea. Careful, the cups are hot.
Bruce, there's nothing in the cup.
Benedict Asp was directing a blast of negative mental power aimed at killing me, reversing Chandra's natural healing abilities. She simply refocused her thoughts, made them destructive, killing him, but through the reversal process, curing me. When I came to, my back was whole again, but Chandra had regressed to infancy.
It's time for your breakfast, Miss Chandra.
Oh, nurse says I gotta go, Bruce. Will you come again real soon and visit with me? Will you bring me a present?
You know I will, Chandra. Be a good girl now.
Twinkle, twinkle.
I want to spend the rest of my life helping her and others like her.
Bruce, I understand, but there's something you should know before you commit to that. Will you drive me back via Wayne Manor?
Of course, Tim. But I warn you, that's a part of my life I've left behind. Wayne Manor, a virtual ruin. Alfred resigned. Everything fallen apart.
Jean-Paul lives in the Batcave full-time now. Like I told you, he's gone totally weird. Not that I've seen him since the Abattoir episode.
He killed Abattoir?
Well, he allowed him to die.
I thought I left things in capable hands. You say he sealed the cave? I'll get the sledgehammers.
Here you are, Bruce. The Batcave. Paul?
He hasn't even cleared away the damage from my fight with Bane.
What's this? Yuck. Weak old canned food.
Floor shaking.
My God!
What are you doing here, Wayne?
Look at you. Look at what you've become. A monster.
The bat suit's new. Looks like every joint is servo-assisted. The gloves fire little bat-shaped blades, and the claws are razor-sharp. But that can't be a flamethrower nozzle. Or can it?
You have a valid reason for coming here.
I do now. I'm taking back the mantle of the bat before you spill more blood on it. You don't deserve it.
You never did.
You left me a city to protect. I did as I saw fit. How many lives might have been spared if you had taken such a stand against animals like Avatar, or the Joker, or Bane? Maybe it's you who never deserves to wear this cowl, Wayne.
That does it.
Oh! You won't take me down with your fists, Wayne. Ah! Oh! I am the Batman. Ah! Oh! I knew would be the Batman. And no one since or ever can take it from me. Door open. Don't be here when I get back.
Bruce, you're bleeding.
I'm okay, but I'm not ready to take him on. Physically, I'm in perfect health, but the reflexes are shot. The physical memory is gone.
But it took years to condition yourself, Bruce. How can you get back to 100% in time to take on Paul?
A crash course. Intensive training at the hands of a master. The Lady Shiva.
Lady Shiva? Well, sounds more like a one-way ticket to hell.
Your scent, sweet jasmine. Your eyes, cold stone. What brings you to Gotham City, Lady Shiva? It is well known your life is lived only for violence.
My life is lived for skill, Master Shao. The challenge I crave is here, in Chinatown.
Blood is what you crave. Are you not a vampire, perverting the ungodly gift which could make you immortal?
I care nothing for death. To prove myself unconquerable in life, that is my passion.
And you have chosen me as the proof.
Call your attendant. Let her bear witness.
A witness to my defeat. But my disciples will surely seek vengeance if that witness were to speak.
Call your attendant.
Song Li!
Master?
A witness to our combat.
Bid your attendant take note. Your opponent wears the mask of Tengu.
Hmm? You wear a mask? Oh!
Silence!
Halt! 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 Ah! Oh, do you have your proof, vampire?
I do. You have witnessed. Tell his disciples. Tell them to seek vengeance where they find this mask. The Mask of Tengu!
Now let's get this straight, Commissioner Gordon. For years, you've asked me to condone the Batman. Now you want me to sanction your men going after him?
He's out of control, Mr. Mayor, making a travesty of the law.
Our crime is down 42%. The Batman is exactly what Gotham needs.
Not this Batman.
What's that?
Nothing. Now about this gun-running operation that started uptown.
I know you are here in my house.
I prefer to remain in the shadows, Lady Shiva. It is better that you do not see my face.
Because you are the Batman?
I was.
I knew it when you came to me 2 days ago.
And you have considered my request?
To train you in the martial arts?
To test me, so that I can regain my skills and redeem the mantle of the Bat.
You are never worthy of me. You will not kill.
Then you refuse?
No. Your request came at a suitable moment. Here, put this on.
What is it?
The Mask of Tengu. It represents an ancient deity who adopted the guise of a bat.
Very appropriate.
Your first lesson is about to begin.
Shiva, wait. I'm not ready.
You wear the mask! The Mask of Tengu! It is you I seek revenge! Yeah!
Good to be out in the city as Robin again. Bruce told me to run surveillance on Jean-Paul. He's been after a team of gunrunners, working out of these warehouses. Now he's down on that roof, acting real strange. Maybe this telephoto lens will help me figure out what he's doing. Looks like he's punching thin air.
I am Azrael. I am Batman. The visions grow stronger. My dead father, who wore the garb of Azrael before me, and Saint Dumas, the Crusader Knight who founded the Brotherhood I was born to protect. No! I must protect the city, control myself. Concentrate on stopping these gun runners. Find out who's behind their operation.
Is that everything? AK-47s, Uzis, Striker assault weapons, 2 cases missing.
Find them. Mr. L doesn't like stock going astray.
Okay, okay. Will you stop flipping that damn coin of yours?
Huh? Oh, this. Don't think it's a coin. Mr. L gave it me. Here.
Looks real old. What's his writing here? French, is it? Saint Dumas, is that?
Batman!
Give me that!
Coin? You got it. Stay away from me.
The sigil. The medallion of the Order of Saint Dumas. And this one is engraved with my father's name.
Wax it, boy!
Burn, unbelievers!
Batman, no!
Where did you get this sigil? Where?
Patrick was flipping it like a coin. He said he was given it by Leia.
Leia? My father's murderer? He's alive?
To reclaim my role as Batman, I asked Lady Shiva to train me, test me. I can still fight, but the physical memory is gone, and only she can help me get it back. But it seems her method is to pit these expert fighters against me. I'm beginning to suspect I've been set up.
I am defeated, Master Tengu. I now see that you are worthy to defeat my master. But you may not fare so well against his last disciple.
Defeat his master? He can't be referring to Shiva. Unless this mask of Tengu I'm wearing is doing more than hiding my identity. Robin, right on schedule.
Are you still in the woodlands? Bruce, you were right about the Batcave. It's empty. Looks like Jean-Paul won't be returning here for a while yet. So now that I'm in here, what do you want me to do?
First things first.
What's happening with the gun-running investigation?
I followed Paul out to the Riverside warehouses again last night. He clobbered a couple of the small fry operators. One of them was carrying a medallion. One of the figures on it bore a strong resemblance to Paul in his Azrael uniform.
Must be a sigil of St. Dumas. Probably sacred.
Paul went ape. He was yelling that it was his father's, and then fried the joint with that flame cannon he's packing. Those guys were lucky to escape. He got a name out of them, though. Must be the big man. Lee or something.
Lee, huh?
That's him. Jean-Paul was yelling that this guy killed his dad.
Leha, still alive, still running guns into Gotham. Yes, it's possible. No body was ever found. I want you to
keep shadowing Paul. He's spiraling out of control. You need help. And I've reached out to an old friend. He should be with you in the Batcave right now.
In the Batcave? Who would know how to get in here?
The first Robin would, Tim.
My predecessor, Dick Grayson, Nightwing.
Where's Batman, I don't know.
That gunrunner in the warehouse? Drop two things. One was a medallion belonging to my father. The other was your business card. With the name of my father's murderer written on it. So you will tell me, where is Leia?
Okay. A guy named Candy runs a string of girls out at the stripping post. Club on Munch and Wagner. He was a middleman for...
This had better be the truth!
Oh, Batman. Wait a minute. You said you'd untie me. Nobody's gonna find me down here.
500 feet over the city. The same parapet I stood on the night I first began my mission as the Batman. To launch out into space with only a thin wire between me and eternity. If I cannot make this leap of faith, I can never again wear the bat costume. Just throw the grapnel, swing out across the chasm, and tomorrow it can be a batarang again. I can't do it. Not yet.
Hey, quit pushing, will you, Batman? I told you I'd show you where Candy lives. No need to get agitated. Look, his apartment's just here.
Open the door.
What, you gonna make it worth my while, mister? Hey, maybe I can make it worth
your while. You have a key. Open it.
You can keep the funny suit of armor on if you like. Just lose those razor glove thingies.
I'll do it.
Hey, don't be nasty. Oh my God, Candy.
This is Leia's work. He got here before us.
The blood.
Leia made him a sacrificial victim to the demon lord Beast.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Azrael will avenge.
Sounds like this John Paul Valley guy crossed a double yellow line a few exits back, Robin. He still thinks he's this medieval hitman, this Azrael.
Bruce figured Paul could work through his problems, Nightwing. We're nearly at Bruce's camp.
Why didn't Bruce ask me to stand in for him, Tim? I was the first Robin. Surely I'm number one on the draft list.
There wasn't a lot of time to make calls, Dick. And you have a life away from Gotham City now.
Wait a second. There's Bruce in that clearing doing push-ups. But there are two figures sneaking up on him.
God, come on!
206. 207. 1,207 push-ups. Nearly my personal best as Batman.
Hey!
What?
The last of Master Shao's disciples wishes to avenge his master's death against the one who wears the mask of his assassin, the former Batman.
You wear the mask of Tengu? Prepare to pay for the murder you committed with your life!
But I am not the assassin. We both know that I vowed never to kill, right, Lady Shiva?
Ah, but you wear the mask now. You asked me to retrain you, to make you fit once more to be the Batman. You must defeat this final foe to complete your training.
Hey!
Hey! What?
Hey! Hey!
I can see why Bruce picked this old lumber camp for training in, but who's the attacker?
Dunno, but that's the Lady Shiva in the black jumpsuit, and she's twice as deadly.
This guy's the toughest so far. Those rice flails are giving him quite an edge.
You're losing, Masked One! Bear this last test, and you will not only forsake your right to claim the Batman's name, you will die!
She's not kidding. Got to even the stakes.
Only by killing him can you pass! Only by breaking your vows! It is the hidden cost of accepting me as your teacher!
I suspected all along that your training would come to this. I have no choice but to use the ultimate sanction.
No! He's dead! You broke your vow never to kill!
You passed the test. Honor is satisfied. You killed the last disciple. Farewell, Batman.
Nightwing. Robin, you weren't supposed to see this.
Bruce, you killed a man. You've made yourself no better than John Paul Valley.
Hold the flashlight steady, Montoya.
This must be the place, Harvey. Woman said she heard screaming from below ground.
Over here with the flashlight.
Oh, my God. And that's a Batline he's trusted the chair with.
This is Sergeant Bullock. Ambulance to Bray Fogle Wineries now. Got a man here suffering from exposure and rat bites.
Did Batman forget this guy? Or did he leave him to die?
You killed a man, Bruce. Is that what it takes to be Batman these days? Is that why this John Paul Azrael, whoever he is, guy, is running amok around Gotham? What happened to the Bruce Wayne I knew when I was Robin? Is this what you're teaching Tim as acceptable behavior? Now he's your partner?
Dick, Nightwing, listen to me.
Listen to you. You hand Gotham over to that nutcase Alder boy. You leave this kid out to dry without a snowball's chance. Killing this creep doesn't make you as bad as the slime we used to hunt. It makes you worse.
Why did you do it, Bruce? It turns everything into a lie.
Wait a second.
A skillful opponent. Honor is satisfied.
It's alive!
It's a blow I've never tried before. But Shiva was going to keep sending her enemies for me to deal with unless I appeared willing to kill, to appease her bloodlust, to satisfy her need to corrupt. The trick was to put this guy under just deep enough to fool her.
Sure fooled us.
Bruce, I'd say you just passed out of the academy with flying colors.
That depends on whether we can beat Jean-Paul defining Lehigh, Dick. I don't want any more blood on Batman's hands. Let's get to work.
Night duty in Blackgate Prison. I pull overtime just when my wife's not doing a night shift.
Must be a full moon. Every loony in Tenblock is acting up. Sooner they rebuild Arkham Asylum, sooner we can get rid of these weirdos. Did you give the Riddler a sedative?
Every hour on the hour. Anything to stop him asking those damn questions.
Who's that having a nightmare? Think maybe you ought to take a look-see?
Ah, that's Bane. Every night he's hallucinating. Hundreds of bats are crawling all over him. Withdrawal symptoms off of some drug.
Get off of me. The nightmare. No, awake now. But it's different. I can feel it. He has returned. The Batman has returned.
Ah! 500 feet over the city. The cape swirling in the wind. My cowl. My true face. Back where it belongs. The Batarang line snakes out across the chasm, and I am a creature of the night once more.
What have we got for tonight, you two?
We got plenty, Commissioner. Tell him, Montoya.
The hood we found in that rat's paradise alleges he was beaten up and left for dead there by the Batman. Now, there's nothing to contradict that. It fits in with the Batman's current M.O. He seems hell-bent on tracking down the leader of the gun-running racket operating out of Riverfront.
This guy didn't spill the address of the big operator to Batman, but he gave it to us. Mm-hmm. And operators don't come much bigger. Carlton Lehigh.
Carlton Lehigh? Mm-hmm. Alive in Gotham City?
You better believe it, Commissioner. We have the address, too. A penthouse with helicopter platform, if you please, in the waterfront district. If we're fast, we can make the collar before Batman shows and starts slashing people up.
Good work, Harvey. Let's move out.
Yeah.
If the police computer I hacked into was updated correctly, Carlton Lehigh's penthouse is at the top of the skyscraper, Nightwing. And that must be his chopper coming in to land on that helipad.
We'll have to move fast. Azrael, Azbats can't be far behind us.
It's only a matter of time before he beats this information out of somebody. Hey, wait a second. On the bridge over the river, parked in the shadows.
The Batmobile.
Paul's here already.
And there's no sign of Bruce.
Welcome back to Garden City, Mr. Lee. How was your trip to Europe?
Thanks be to the North Pierce. A successful deal was struck. Tomorrow we take delivery of a shipment of arms no longer required by the warring factions in Yugoslavia. But before that... Hey! Hey!
Leo! Now that men call you murderer! Now that men call you blasphemer! It is the duty of the angel Azrael to bring you punishment!
It's the Batman!
You killed my father! For that you die!
This is the Batman?
No, I am the Batman.
What?
You've done enough damage, and it ends here.
You chose retirement. I shall make that a permanent arrangement!
Two Batmen in Gotham City, but the armored one also professing to be the avenging angel Azrael of the Order of Saint-Dumas.
Quiet, murderer!
Let Leha go. You're choking him.
He killed my father. He will pay!
And I'll take him in.
Is that the difference between us? Yes, I think it is. You take them in, I take them down!
Like Abattoir?
Abattoir deserved to die, even more than most.
But Graham Etchison didn't. You had time to save him. You didn't take it. Maybe it's the system. The mental conditioning you were given as a child to make you kill without pity. But don't you see? It makes you no better than Leha. The blood is on your hands, and so I reclaim the mantle of the Bat.
You're broken. The past. I am the future. You are yesterday's news.
Ah! The sharpened blades on his gauntlets cut me.
Enough! This squabble has ceased to amuse me!
Your next player!
You both seem to have forgotten that this is my penthouse roof! You are surrounded by my men! And as there is no escape, you will now die!
That suit of armor had better be bulletproof.
It will save me, but you are doomed!
If I have you in front of me...
Put me down!
Fire!
Annoying as it is for you to save my life like this, Jean-Paul, I want you to point that flame cannon of yours just in front of those hoods. Give them a scare.
No! Azrael must avenge!
Then I'll do it for you. Where's the trigger on this thing? Got it.
No!
Leha! Cops are coming! I'll get you out of here in the chopper!
Good work, Patrick! We will deal with the unfinished business later!
No! I will not be cheated of my prey!
Oh, wait. You can't pull Leha's helicopter down with a grapnel and line.
If he will not come down to me, I shall go up to him!
No, you hit the tail rotor. It'll pull you in.
Oh! Let go of me, dammit!
My cape's caught in your glove barbs. And we're 300 feet up and heading toward the river.
What the hell? Look up there, Commissioner, hanging from that gunship.
Good grief, the Batman!
But who's that guy in the old Batman outfit?
Whoever he is, they're both being reeled into that chopper's tail rotor like fish on a line. In 20 seconds, they'll be chopped liver!
I don't understand it, Mr. Leha. That chopper's not responding to the control.
Everything's set up for the biggest arms deal of the century, and two Batmen appear.
Wait a minute. I know what it is. Something's caught in the tail rotor.
What? Wait, look. By the demon, Lockbeers, the two Batmen being reeled in by the tail unit.
In that case, we might be okay once it slices them up.
I can't free myself from the barbs on your armored suit, Jean-Paul. Let go of the line before we're killed.
No! Leha must not escape! He murdered my father!
Why doesn't Batman just leave Paul to it and drop in the river, Robin?
Something's wrong, Nightwing. And they're running out of slack on that line.
Wait a minute. That's not their only problem. Unless Leha's pilot gets maneuverability, that chopper's gonna hit the bridge pylon!
Oh, my God!
Too late!
Too late for Leha, maybe. But look! Two figures falling into the river.
Come on, kid!
Batman, is it really you this time?
It's me, Commissioner. Where's my stand-in?
There he is, climbing onto the highway on the other side.
I've got to stop him. He's out of control.
And that's an understatement. But wait a minute. Who's the guy in the blue and gold chasing him? An ally of yours, I hope.
A very old friend to us both, Commissioner. And I hope he's got more sense than to...
Than to try and take that other guy down?
Nightwing, no!
Give it up, Azrael, or whatever you call yourself.
Nightwing, get back. I am the Batman.
Not a Batman I'd ever have wanted to be Robin with.
fool! My father's killer barks in hell! You meddle in a sacred crusade!
Not! I'm just looking at a pile of gizmos with an attitude problem.
As you wish. Now leave me alone!
Nightwing! You okay?
Caught me off guard. He sliced me up good with those shurikens of his.
Yes, Robin?
Nightwing's a little cut up, but okay, Batman.
All right.
Look after him. Our friend left the Batmobile behind. I may be able to get to the cave before him.
Okay.
Door open.
Nightwing, why would Paul leave the Batmobile here if he needs it to...
Booby trap!
Batcave access door open.
Crusade is over. Bruce Wayne is a memory. The city is cloaked in the mantle of the Bat. Its citizens guarded by the blade of Azrael. For I have inherited not only Bruce Wayne's title, I now possess the medallion of Saint Dumas that belonged to my father, the sigil that confirms my right to deal with wrongdoers as the Angel of Death.
Warning, intruder in Batcave.
The final piece falls into place. Robin, come down into the light!
Not Robin, Jean-Paul. It's Batman. And you've got a lot to answer for.
No.
You rigged the Batmobile to explode, but you forgot to disable the ejector seat.
Get out! I am the Batman! Get out!
You are wrong. I own that house up there. I equipped this cave.
Only because of your inheritance, and now you have passed it on to me, just as this man passed it on to you!
Put the picture down, Paul. It is important to me.
Oh, yes, your parents' portrait. I saw the original upstairs in the hall. I bet your daddy gave you lots of things, didn't he?
I created the Batman. I am the Batman.
No, you are Bruce Wayne. Get out! Slink off to your cars and your women and your parties and take your precious mommy and daddy with you!
Take off that costume.
Yeah.
Batman is not about technology and firepower, Paul. Batman is about restraint, control, strategy.
Unbeliever, philanderer, come out and face me!
Behind you! You don't understand, Paul. No. Being the Batman is not about gadgets. It is not about body armor. It is about three things. Speed, skill, and sense.
I defeated Bane where you could not. Make yourself my enemy, and you share his fate.
I've made mistakes, Paul, but you need help.
I am on a holy crusade. Saint Dumas himself comes to me. He sets me the task of wreaking vengeance against the evildoers.
All these are hallucinations implanted in you by the order of Saint Dumas.
No.
Their brainwashing has short-circuited your sense of right and wrong.
He is here. He waits in the shadows.
That was a bat. We are alone in here. Whoever, whatever Dumas was, he's centuries dead.
No, the shadow crumbles. Was it just a rock?
Where is your judgment? Your objectivity? How can you guard a city when your own sanity lies defenseless?
I am Batman. I am Batman, because if I am not, I am nothing!
The flame cannon. Thought I'd exhausted his suit's fuel supply on Leha's roof.
Burn! Burn!
Out of gas?
Wait, let's talk. A truce!
We're not enemies, Jean-Paul. Think about what I'm saying.
Thinking? Yes, but I prefer action!
Caught by the oldest trick in the book.
You're bleeding! You are... Mine! Bane defeated you here in the Batcave, Wayne. Now I stand over you in triumph!
Not from where I'm lying, Paul.
Come back! I am the true Batman! Admit defeat!
Only the true Batman goes to this cave like I do, Paul. Only the true Batman fell into it at the edge of eight from the south pasture up overhead. Why don't you follow me? I'll show you the way up there. A trip up memory lane for the real Batman.
It's this tunnel. I can hear you breathing.
He is right. He is right. It is so narrow that only an 8-year-old could have slipped down here. I can't get any further back up there. I can feel the wooden baffle my father fitted to fill the hole I fell through as a child. Maybe I could dislodge it, but I can't escape through it.
Damn. Armor makes it impossible to move further up, but you won't escape.
Perfect. The passage is so narrow, he's taking the suit off. And if I have guessed correctly, he'll be trying to spot me in the gloom at any moment. Just hope he keeps the helmet on long enough to try his...
night lenses!
Bingo! Sun should be rising right about now. So, get a good grip on the wooden baffle and...
Turn off the light!
Take off the helmet.
I'm blind.
Good grief. I'd forgotten. So long since I saw him without a mask. He is not much more than a kid. Stringy hair. Little glasses. His whole life ahead of him.
Oh, what was I thinking? You are the Batman. I am nothing.
That is not true. You are a victim. You have been used and betrayed.
The system possessed me.
Let me tell you a few things about Gotham City, Paul. It has a population of 7.5 million. It has the largest percentage of sociopathic criminals in any metropolitan conurbation. But it also has businesses, schools, parks, a river, ordinary people. And it's got a future for you. If you are willing to go out there and find it.
You're not going to take me to the police?
I probably should, but a long time ago, I fell through that hole. I haven't really ever stopped falling. Maybe you can go the other way.
You forgive me?
Go on, get out there. Make a life for yourself.
The sun feels good, Batman! It's a new day!
I wish you well, Jean-Paul Valley. But for me, the darkness of the Batcave, the legacy of my parents' murder that makes me the only possible Batman, and perhaps a colder future than ever.
Huh? Aren't we being a tad melodramatic, sir?
Alfred!
I've decided you are re-employing me from today. Not for your sake, you understand, but because that fine old house up there needs the full-time care and attention a Batman, any Batman, is too busy to provide.
Absolutely.
Now, by some miracle, I have conjured up a portion of Eggs Benedict for you in the scullery, if Master Dick and young Timothy haven't already polished it off. And if you'll leave that uniform out by the cave entrance, I'll try and have it dry for tonight's excursions.
It's good to have you back, Alfred.
No, sir. It's good to have you back.
It. Oh, weep.
You have been listening to Batman Nightfall, starring Bob Sessions as Bruce Wayne and the Batman, Michael Goff as Alfred, Carrie Shale as Jean-Paul Valley and the Joker, Peter Marinka as Bane, William Roberts as Commissioner Gordon, Michael Roberts as Nomos and the Ventriloquist, Lorelei King as Montoya and Lady Shiva, Eric Myers as Sergeant Bullock and the Computer, Stuart Milligan as the Riddler, Alib Parsons as Dr. Chandra Consolving, Vincent Marzello as Mayor Kroll and Abattoir, James Good as the Scarecrow and Nightwing, Chris Emmett as the Mad Hatter, and Daniel Marinka as Tim Drake, Robin. The music was composed and performed by Mark Russell, the Boy Wonder.
And this...
Based on stories by Denny O'Neill, Doug Moench, Chuck Dixon, and Alan Grant. Published and copyrighted by DC Comics. Edited by Denny O'Neill, Charles Kochman, Scott Peterson, Darren Vincenzo, and Jordan B. Gorfinkel.
Oh, Jordan.
Technical realization by Paul Dealey and Jessica Bowles at the Soundhouse Limited. Released by Time Warner Audiobooks under license from BBC Enterprises. Written, adapted, and directed by Doug Moench! Can I go home now?
If you're good.